From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The Georgia Department of Agriculture Food Safety Division's Manufactured Food Program passed their biannual Regulatory Program Standards Audit conducted by the USDA. MorningAgClips.com reports MFRPS establishes a uniform foundation for state agencies, and following all standards is critical to ensuring a safe and secure food supply for Georgia consumers. FDA conducted their audit June 27th through 29th and found the GDA Food Safety Division maintained full implementation and conformance with all 10 program standards. The USDA and the White House co-hosted a meeting to discuss competition priorities in the Farm Bill. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue took part, saying the U.S. needs a Farm Bill that prioritizes fair and competitive markets. LaRue says our Fairness for Farmers campaign has sounded the alarm on monopolies, and this meeting is a sign our concerns are being heard by decision makers. Lawmakers recently introduced the Women in Agriculture Act. The legislation would establish a research priority for agricultural machinery and equipment designed to be used by women and create a funding set aside for childcare facilities in rural areas. The bill also creates a Women Farmers and Ranchers Liaison position at the USDA. In 2019, women accounted for 26% of the farm labor workforce, a 19% increase since 2009.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.